live in the perfect state. It's really, there's places in Arizona you can be outside 12 months out of the year. It's absolutely the perfect place for geocaching. We're here with Al Schoon. Al, let's talk about what it takes to get started, because the cost of entry for geocaching, if you have a smartphone, it's zero, isn't it?
It would be zero other than your membership to geocaching.com.
Now, I created a geocache account years ago.
Okay.
And I never got into it because I didn't want to buy a GPS. I didn't want one more silly thing to keep track of.
To put batteries in?
Yeah. So I never got going. Until this morning, I did take out my smartphone. The app was $10. Downloaded it.
Okay.
And boom, I'm ready to go.
You're good to go with your smartphone.
Correct.
You have to turn your locator on, which you don't like to do.
And I didn't.
No, you don't.
You can still get around that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, it takes a little longer because when you go to search map, it defaults to Seattle, where the headquarters is. So you got to zoom out to see the states, and then you got to zoom back into Arizona, zoom into your area, and click the little refresh button. And all the geocaches in that map on your area come alive.
So it's geocache.com.
And part of the fun is when you create an account then, and then you plant a geocache, people record. They go on the computer and they tell you, hey, I've been there, it's great, or it's in bad shape, or you need to do something, or I took this and I left that. But I was just saying a lot of people on their smartphones don't take the time to do that.
Right.
So that's part of the fun for people who plant them. So if you do get into it, it's important to go on the computer and just say, hey, I found your place and this is what we did.
Now, Al, how did you know we had planted one in eastern Arizona?
Well, the geocaching group in Arizona is a small world.
Oh.
And someone in there knew that you had placed one.
Oh.
And I started looking around and I found it.
Yeah. Well, we...
I didn't physically find it. I found the name of your geocache.
Yeah, it's like CB talk. You have to have a geocache handle, right? You have to have a geocache name.
Correct.
And me and Carol and Jennifer are the rambling trio. And when President Obama sent the truck to cut the Christmas tree down for the Capitol building, we went up there and placed a geocache at the trunk of that tree. And then the wall of fire completely incinerated everything, the stump, the geocache, and we had to go back up, and I put it this time. I probably didn't need to do it, but this time I put it in a fireproof box.
Yeah,
you don't need to worry about that place burning for another 100 years.
And the fun thing for us is we have 60 recorded visitors. I'm sure there's been more, but they come in. They're from all over the world. They tell you, thank you, this is so cool.
Yes.
Or they tell you another story about the tree. Hey, we saw it. It came through our town. And so it was fun to see where it originated from.
Okay, so membership at geocache.com is close to free, but it's a few bucks, right?
Yes, you can get a free account if you just want to try it and get started, but you're only going to see maybe 10% of the geocaches that are out there.
Okay.
But for $10 a quarter or $30 a year, you can upgrade to a premium membership. Then you'll see thousands and thousands of geocaches.
And
one of my geocaching friends, her name is Joey Two, that's their handle. They've found over 17,000 geocaches in Arizona alone, and they've limited their geocaching search just to Arizona.
Wow. Just
17,000.
Think what you could teach a kid as far as geography and the love of the outdoors just by doing this together. You were saying, Al, that your grandson does it with you. What a great thing to, hey, I'm going to see Grandpa, and we're going to geocache this weekend.
Yes. So we've gotten to where he's placed a few geocaches and keeps track of them.
Okay.
And from time to time, if we go on a holiday somewhere like Cole's Ranch or somewhere like that, his mom and dad and he will come up and spend the weekend with us for a few days. And one of our activities then will be to go out and go geocaching.
Geocaching.com. You sign up for a membership that can be as low as zero or as high as $30 a year. Huh? What better family activity could we get you interested in that could have a lower cost of entry?
We spend way more than that each month on the stupid television.
Some people, and some people spend that on one fast food meal.
Or Starbucks. Hey, you can come up with that $30 pretty easy.
Once you're on geocaching.com, they really have some instructional material to kind of tutor you through the first steps.
Correct. There are a number of helpful videos on the website that will walk you through the whole geocaching process, will tell you what you're going to be looking for, the size of containers, how they're placed. It tells you about the difficulty level of a geocache in terms of the cache itself or the terrain where you might be looking for it. So there's a lot of very, very good material just on the site. They're trying to be helpful.
One of the things geocache did for me, Al, is it forced me to trust my GPS. Because I had one for a long time that I would use when I'm out hiking just to get back to the truck. And I was always convinced it was telling me to go the wrong direction at the wrong distance. And it was several trips of walking in circles, me fighting the GPS mentally.
Well, that's another reason I didn't want to buy a GPS is because I didn't want to become dependent on it. I very much love natural navigation and finding a way without a compass or a map. And
just by the built-in compass, right?
It's so easy once you use electronics to start losing those other abilities. So I've avoided it for that reason as well.
Well, I've had many conversations with this little GPS. What? No, that can't be right. I'm not going that way. But finding all of these geocaches has convinced me these things are pretty accurate.
Yes, they are.
To within what? I mean, it's like within a couple of feet, right?
About a range of, say, about a 10-foot circle accuracy. Wow. And that all came about in year 2000, in May of 2000. Prior to that, GPSs were not that accurate. The governments were, but...
And then they released it to the public.
They released it to the public.
We're here with Al Schoon, Mr. Geocache of Arizona. We're going to start talking, and when we come back, about geocache plants that have a mission. And we're going to talk about the number one geocache in Arizona planted by the Raven in Yavapai County when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.